Welcome to the Chaos Network.
Now you're all in big, big trouble.
Unforgettable. That's what you are. Pure bullshit. What you really need is to be smashed in the head 30 or 40 times with a golf club.
And if you want comedy, there is always Sarah Palin. God bless. She is wonderful. Sarah is a self-opening piñata. Alcoholics are God's rodeo clowns. We're the ones doing the stupid shit nobody else will do.
Bullshit is everywhere. Bullshit is rampant. Parents are full of shit. Teachers are full of shit. Clergymen are full of shit. And law enforcement people are full of shit.
Sometimes you just feel tired. Feel weak. And when you feel weak, you feel like you want to just give up. You gotta turn it in you. You gotta find that inner strength and just pull that shit out of you. And get that motivation to not give up and not be a quitter. No matter how bad you want to fall flat on your face.
Holy shit, dude.
Would help if I threw the mic off mute. I think that's the first time I've done it. In all the shows we've done, I've seen it happen to Gov, I've seen it happen to Hollywood, I've seen it happen to Snowflake, and that's the first time it's actually happened to me. All right, cool, no worries. So, fifth day in a row, fifth show in a row. So then it's back to the normal schedule, taking a couple of days off, and then we'll see what we can do about getting everything back on at least once, twice, maybe three times a week. Those of you who are starting to pick up the show, I guess that's what this needed. Needed kind of a kick in the ass. Needed something to kind of go, I need to hear this every day. So I'm in the outdoor studio, and it sounds like somebody is chainsawing and killing somebody over in the yard next door, which is totally okay by me as long as I don't see the blood. I'm cool with that. All right, well, I'll tell you what. Let's do some housekeeping to get this thing going.
Housekeeping?
No, thank you. Sleeping.
Housekeeping?
You come back in an hour.
Housekeeping, you want towels?
More towels. Need sleepy.
Housekeeping, you want men for pillow?
Please go away. Let me sleep for the love of God!
All right, if you guys want to get a hold of me, you can find me at FN Chaos. You can call the show like we talk about all the time. I just won't answer. So call, listen, hear the mad chopping in the background. That would be a lot of fun. You could tweet the show at FN Chaos if you want to get a hold of us that way. So you want to get a hold of anything else that's out there, you can find a bunch of porn stars there on Twitter. You can find the show on Facebook, porn stars on Twitter and Facebook. You want to get a hold of me on my cell phone, it's out there too, actually. It's pretty easy to find. I send it out there quite often just because some people piss me off and I want them to get a hold of me so we can have these conversations. Oh, be careful what you send out there. People say it may come back and haunt you emails. Not so much. Stand your ground, you're okay. Sorry, inside joke. Anyway, it is incredibly hard to be entertained. Like, right now, I'm chilling outside. I'm watching the neighbor cut up a dead body and have a good time with it. I feel like, maybe Dexter lives next door. I don't know. But I might as well just have a bag of popcorn and kick it and enjoy the show. I mean, I'm not an accomplice, so I can't get in trouble for it. I'm not, for all I know, it could be a cadaver that he is doing scientific experiments on. So I'm not in any way, doing anything bad. I'm just the neighbor watching the other neighbor do crazy stuff. It's not like he's having sex with his sister or anything, which may come later. Who the hell knows? But it's so hard to be entertained. Like, all the movies that have come out recently, like Avengers, people are saying, great movie. When I go to the movies, I like the audio. I'm a big audio guy. I'll take audio over video. And thank God I like the audio over the video in Avengers because it was horrible. It was a horrible, 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 horrible movie. I mean, the first one was great. It was funny. It was a good time. Enjoyed it. The second one, IMAX 3D, chilling. My girlfriend and I are watching it, and she's bored out of her mind. I'm enjoying the audio. And other than that, I could have listened to the movie and just screwed around on my phone all movie long and probably enjoyed it just as much than if I would have watched it. It was bad. And you know, I'm sure some of you are saying, "Oh my God, that was great! How could you?" No. It wasn't good. We're gonna agree to disagree in this one because it didn't do anything for me. And then yesterday, we must have went through three movies. Just kind of kicked it. It was raining. Didn't have much to do. All the errands were done for the course of the week. Watched The Gambler. Watched Up in the Air with George Clooney. And then watched the Johnny Depp movie where, like, I don't even know what the heck it was called. But you knew that one might be dumb. All three were horrible. I mean, it's bad. You know, we just got done watching The Jinx on HBO, which was, you know, the Robert Durst, you know, they followed him around. That ended up being pretty good. But now I'm stuck. I don't know what to watch. So if you guys, I need help. Tell me what's entertaining and what's out there besides my neighbor killing people. And I send it at F and Chaos, and we'll see what we can do. And, like, I'm at the gym earlier today, and I'm kicking it, and I'm just shooting around. I'm listening to headphones, having a good time. And it dawns on me, you know, like, no matter what you do in life, like, the only thing that really – you need to succeed, not the only thing, I mean, but the main thing you need to succeed and do well is confidence. And everybody knows that. It's not like this is a secret. It's not like this is something that's out there to where, I wonder if I should have confidence in the things I do. I wonder if I should believe in myself. No, I mean, everybody knows that. You know that you need to have confidence. You know you need to believe in the things that you do. And yet we have such a hard time getting there. We have such a hard time figuring out, you know, that step and feeling good about ourselves. We'd rather beat ourselves up, crush ourselves, you know, kick ourselves when we're down, and instead of just saying, you know what, I can do this. I can do that. I'm sitting there and I'm sitting around, I'm, you know, feeling good. I'm having a good, you know, I'm having, I guess, a good session, we'll say. And I'm just watching these guys play ball, and this kid, he's just meek in the corner. He's afraid of the ball. He's afraid to do anything. And I'm just thinking, and the kid's got skills. When he gets the ball and he actually does something, he's got a little bit of talent, but he has got nothing in him to where he doesn't have that confidence. So, you know, when you're starting anything new, when you're taking on a different challenge, you know, why not go into it with, you know, if half the other ass clowns around can do it, why can't you do it? I mean, it absolutely, absolutely mystifies me. So it's insane. I don't know, just a random thought that I had, and I was like, okay, whatever. You know, Gallup poll is out there. Everybody knows about the Gallup poll. Hopefully a lot of you guys know about what's called the Pew poll, P-E-W. And they did a poll on religion here recently. The religion one was done, I think it was based through 2007 to 2014. And they found that in 2007, or the end of 2006, 78% of the United States, I believe it was, were Christians. And that's gone down to 70%. And 25% are now agnostic or atheist. And what they're trying, what they're saying that this is attributed to is the millennials. Millennials are coming in asking more questions. They are kind of getting their wits about them and saying, you know, this God guy, not sure about him. Not sure he exists. Not sure there's anything there that makes me feel like I should pay any attention to him. And, you know, out of all the things that may or may not take religion down, it might be interesting to think that millennials might be the one that over the years, as they ask more questions and as they kind of run through in their head that, hey, this is kind of a fairy tale, not fact, religion may find it on a downward slide. It's almost like Little League, right? So with Little League, you're finding that more and more kids aren't playing it, that the sport may be in a little bit of trouble. Religion, Christianity may find the same thing. You never know. I mean, I could tell you that the kids around the house said, I'm not. They go to church every Sunday, but older one kind of comes back and has a few questions. Hey, I don't get this. Why is it that this dude went up and died for my sins? And why is it that I can't eat shellfish? Why is it that if I like another man or another boy, I can't be happy and just be with them? Good questions. All good questions. You'd think that that the 66-year-old woman that we talked about yesterday who is suing homosexuals in general would maybe have some of those same questions. It's so hard. We say this all the time. It's so hard to be happy. Even when you're happy with someone for a while, that may change. You never know. And you've got to adapt. And if you can find happiness, I don't care how the heck you get it, you enjoy it. I mean, as long as it's legal. I mean, my neighbor over here killing people, that's probably not, you know, the best way to find your happiness. Now, if he ordered a cadaver or two and just felt like he needed to chop somebody up who was already dead, well, that's okay. I'm sure he did something to make that legal. Nothing wrong with that. I just find it interesting. Find it very, very interesting that millennials, as much as they can be, as crazy as they can be, they totally may take over the whole religion thing. Who knows? Let's see. What else did I have on here? Oh, my God. There's a video out there. I got to send it to Hollywood for weird news. There's some dude, literally, like, no BS, having sex with the tailpipe of his car in public. Like, there is a phone video of it to where he is just doing it. I have been hard up in my, I guess there have been times when I'm pretty hard up in my life. There is no way when I said, I know it's a good idea, let me stick that there. That, yep, it's a little warm, kind of, you know, looks a little fluid, you know, very similar. No, it's not. Well, I imagine it's not. I mean, Jesus, who thinks of that stuff? I don't know. Like, I'm so crossing my fingers that dude's from Florida and there's bath salts involved. Because if there is, it makes perfect sense. Then, all right, totally logical. Because everything, I mean, dude bites off other dude's face in bath salts on Florida. Every bad thing that is crazy happens in bath salts in Florida. Sex with a tailpipe. Are you kidding me? I mean, like, who, like, really? Like, that's like taking it a step further than the toilet paper roll that you might have, you know, had once upon a time. Just lotion. Here I go. It's, wow. I saw that. I was like, holy cow. And, of course, out there in the world, it's the 50 Shades of Grey butt plug. Right? Right. Yep. He's out there. That's totally out there. So if you feel like you need to, it, you might as well just run with the 50 Shades of Grey butt plug. I was like, oh, my God, are you kidding me? God. Sorry. Just kind of running through some of the stuff that was on my mind at the forefront. There was a Kentucky man. Let me find the story. And he was at a wedding. And it was a deputy. He actually shot his mom at a wedding. Like, straight shot her with a shotgun, I believe. Where's that? So, just in time for Mother's Day, too, which is awesome. The Kentucky Sheriff's Detective... Where is it? Come here. There he is. Went to a wedding, dropped his gun, accidentally shot his mom. Shot his ma. Doesn't even say mom. It's his ma, authorities say. Look, I mean, like, cops are getting a bad rap as it is. If you can't control your weapon at a wedding to where you drop it and mom goes down, oh, my gosh. Yeah. I mean, I get that you have your, you know, license to carry and conceal, which is great, but that means hold on to it, don't drop it and have it go off to the mom. It looks like the mom's going to be okay, and it's kind of ridiculous to think that, I mean, it's Kentucky, though, right? I mean, what are you going to do? I think it's something that you're just kind of going to go, holy crap. I'm glad I'm not there being protected by this guy because he might accidentally drop his gun. It might go off and my junk might be done, son. Let's see. What else is in the news? I mean, we're just flying through the topics today because some of it, I just wanted to quick hit some of them so that way you guys kind of were like, crap, that's really going on in the world. So the Amtrak crash. We haven't talked at all about the Amtrak crash. I mean, it's horrible. It's a tragedy. It's something that, truthfully, like, we should have spoke about it a little bit earlier in the week, but there was so much other therapy going on, I didn't even get a chance to get to this. At the time of the crash, they're actually installing speed controls going through the corner of where the crash happened. It has been widely said many times that when conductors were going through that area that, you know, they were always afraid that something was going to happen and that it was just a matter of time before something did happen. So it was a little bit longer, for it actually to come to fruition. Here's the thing that some of you may know, some of you may not know, that just kind of made me go, what the heck is So later on that day, the Congress voted down more funding for Amtrak. So you have this big fatal crash the same day, earlier that day, and instead of giving them funding for any reason they need to, including security, Congress decides to. And it was only, it wasn't terribly much. It was like $500,000, something. It wasn't something out of control. And when you look at where we spend some of our money, like, for example, the F-22, we have spent $67 billion on the F-22 fighter jet, which we can't do anything with. It's really just like, it might as well be a passenger plane. We never send it out, but instead what we do is we put out the F-35, which costs $1.5 trillion, and you can't take the damn thing out in lightning. It can't handle lightning. So as long as you have clear skies and nothing going on, you got a shot with that. But for $1.5 trillion, it better be able to fly through an iceberg. That's crazy. But we can't – I mean, like, you see where some of the money is going, and you're like, I'm shocked. I can't believe we're doing that. You've got to be out of your damn mind. So between the two of them, I mean, you're talking $1.5 trillion, $67 billion, I mean, you're talking about, just a stupid, sick amount of money. About over $2 trillion, pretty much. Give Amtrak the money. Stop screwing around with your Tonka jets that you can't use for any good reason. And quit cutting Amtrak's bill. Give them a little bit more funding. It's absolutely, I mean, when you bow down funding and people died earlier that day, you can't tell me lobbyists aren't controlling the whole thing. Mitt Romney is doing a charity boxing match against Evander Holyfield. You know, I saw this and I'm like, well, a couple things here. First thought is Holyfield's not like he's going to get his ear chewed off on this one. Romney can put an elevator in Holyfield's house with his two bowling alleys that he's already got there. And I'm not sure what Romney's doing. I don't know if he's got some sort of fetish of being beat by African-American men. I mean, he already got beat down by Obama. Now he's already beat down by Holyfield. So we'll see. We'll kind of see how that plays out. I get it. You're like 800 years old, fat, and this is going to, for charity, right? All the other things that you can do for charity. Here's the thing that I'm not going to do in this scenario. I'm not donating to this charity. There's nothing I want to see about these two guys. Holyfield's not a bad guy. He's only got like 15 kids from 15 different women. Whoops. Romney, not my favorite guy in the world. And then I guess the last thing, one of the last things I'll touch on is, we thought maybe you guys didn't, but I did at one point. Jeb Bush was the smartest of the Bush family. I mean, look, let's be honest. All the people that he had to contend with his brother George and his dad George and, you know, Barbara and, you know, just throw any other name out there you want to, and they really don't seem like, the most intelligent family that we've had in politics. I mean, I think of a picture that was sent to me recently where it said, I love homies with extra chromies, and that seems like every one of them should be wearing the shirt. And we think, well, Jeb, you know, he seems to be a little bit smarter than most. His brother kind of caused a lot of chaos. And so, of course, when he's rolling into politics, he's getting ready to put his name in the hat for a presidential election, he's having to answer for a lot of things that his brother did, and he's just drowning in these questions. He can't answer the simple question of why are you running for president. He has answered about four or five different ways, and it seems like it's just waiting to happen. And I hear a lot of people giving Hillary crap. You know, I don't know what I'm going to do yet. I don't know where I'm leaning. And this is where I want to really lean on Snowflake. We used to do a show called Politics and Other BS, and it's probably about time that we try to do something like that, those lines again, as we get the presidential race, you know, starting to heat up and getting the candidates going, and it's open forum. I mean, there's no incumbent, that's for sure. So we'll have to see, you know, kind of what plays out. So I don't know. I'm somewhat excited and somewhat happy to see what happens, because the best thing that happens in this scenario is there is so much material for a radio show, because Rush Limbaugh is going to say something stupid, and these guys are going to do plenty of things stupid. I mean, we have the, you know, Ninja Head Ranch. I mean, come on now. So I don't know what will happen, but I need Snowflake around to talk some politics with, to get on and do a show to clown on all these guys. That would be a good time. So today is May 17th. It's the last day of the five-day-in-a-row show. And today it's really been more of a rapid-fire show, you know, one topic after another after another after another. Hopefully you guys may have known some of the stuff that was going, maybe not. It's happy birthday to my mom. She would have been 61 years old today. And we lose people way before their time. And I think that she would just have been 61 years old. It breaks my heart to think that, way before their time. I've never seen anybody act with such grace when they were sick. 62, I'm sorry, not 61. Act with such grace while they were sick, going through cancer and battling it. And the hardest thing that I have ever in my life had to do was we decided on hospice when you could see the fear in her eyes of when she realized that she wasn't going to make it through. We have everything is finite. The amount of time that we have is finite. And you just have to do all you can to make the most of each one of the days that you have. Normally I get down here and cuss a lot and clown a lot and do all that, but the one thing that I will say is you have to value the people that you love, the right people in your life, and do the best you can to take care of those people, because we all can bring them up and bring them down. And we spend too much time tearing people down than we do bringing people up. So as I get done clowning Jeb Bush, Congress, and how we spend our money, but hopefully we do it with a little bit of a way to put a smile on everybody's faces. So that's really all I got. Thanks for listening. Thanks for sticking through the 5 days. I will probably be back on Wednesday or Thursday, and then be back on again Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So we'll keep it rolling. But thanks for all those who listened. And with that, I'm out, bro.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole, the old familiar sting. Try to kill it all away, but I remember everything. What have I become? My sweetest friend, everyone I know goes away in the end. And you could have it all.